Blog Talk Radio.
It ain't what you go through, but how many know it's how you go through it? Because at the end of the day, all of it is going to work together for you good.
Came to rescue me, just like he said he would. God worked it
for my good.
Oh, God worked it
for my good.
Worked it for my good.
Y'all help me say it.
You meant it for me.
God worked it for
me. He worked it for my good, yeah.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank God for each and every one of you tuning in to Faith Ambassadors Stay on Purpose broadcast. I am Elder Felicia, your host for tonight, and I thank God for everyone that's tuning in, whether it be live or by replay, whether you're in the prison, whether you're in the rehab, whether you're in your bedroom, whether you're in the dentist's office, the park, wherever you may be, we thank God for you taking time out of your busy schedule to tune in and hear what the Lord is saying through his vessel on tonight. A quick word of prayer. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. God, we thank you for those that are tuning in from the north, the south, east, and the west. God, we thank you for those that are on their tablet, on their computer, on their phone, hearing what you have to say. Father, I thank you. Bless their homes. Bless their employment. Bless whatever you give their hands to do in this life, God. Bless them for the seed of time that they're sowing to come in and hear from you on tonight and any night and every night, that your people would tune in to Faith Ambassadors Stay on Purpose broadcast or any broadcast that is going forth in your name. God, I thank you for those that are tuned in right now. God, their hearts are ready and receptive to receive what you have to say. We thank you for it, God. We thank you that there is no disruptance in connecting to the phone line. There's no disruptance in connecting by internet, God, in the name of Jesus. The airwaves are clear. The phone lines are clear right now in the name of Jesus, because your word must go forth. Your word must be heard, and the hearers must become doers of your word. So, God, I thank you that this word will fall upon hearing ears, that they will go forth and do and share and use your wisdom and your knowledge of your word, God, to make their lives and other lives better. In Jesus' name, we decree and declare that it is so. Amen. People, God, we invite you to check us out on Facebook, like one page and join the other. You can search for Bishop Daniel Carter, or you can search for Faith Ambassadors. Again, like one page, join the other. You can search for us on Twitter as well as Instagram and become a part of the Faith Ambassadors community to know what we are doing, when we are doing it, and what the Lord is saying through his vessels. If you need to reach us, Faith Ambassadors, the number is 247@gmail.com. Faith Ambassadors, the number 247@gmail.com. We are here for you for prayer, for counseling, to hear your voice and to help you in any way that we can via ministry. We are about kingdom work, and we are working towards meeting the mandate of 1 million souls, reaching, touching, and equipping and inspiring, encouraging 1 million souls in the kingdom of God. As well, continue to join us Monday through Thursday on our broadcast here at blogtalkradio.com. Monday night is our Staying on Purpose broadcast. Tuesday night is our women's ministry broadcast. Wednesday night has become our overflow ministry, and Thursday night is our School of the Prophets. Again, we thank God for you. We are going to have about 3 minutes of a song, and then I will come back and bring the word of God. We won't be long tonight. We won't be long.
You a thousand times. Every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything. for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I see, and my feelings can't control my destiny. See, God, I only want what you believe for me. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Ooh, watch God provide.
Oh, Lord, forgive me, people of God. I'm just praying and Amen. Again, this is Elder Felicia, Pastor Dotson, your host, as well as the messenger for tonight. Let's go into the word, since I've already prayed on mute, that mute ministry. Jesus, we are going to Genesis, the 37th chapter, and let's begin at the 21st verse, Genesis 37, verse 21. And it reads from the New King James Version as follows. But Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands and said, "Let us not kill him." And Reuben said to them, "Shed no blood, but cast him into this pit, which is in the wilderness, and do not lay a hand on him, that he might deliver him out of their hands and bring him back to his father." Verse 23 says, "So it came to pass, when Joseph had come to his brothers, that they stripped Joseph of his tunic, the tunic of many colors that was on him. Then they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty, and there was no water in it. And they sat down to eat a meal. Then they lifted their eyes and looked, and there was a company of Ishmaelites coming up from Gilead with their camels, bearing spices, balm, and myrrh, on their way to carry them down to Egypt. So Judah said to his brothers, "What profit is there if we kill our brother and conceal his blood? Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh." And his brothers listened. Then Midianite traders passed by, so the brothers pulled Joseph up and lifted him out of the pit and sold him to the Ishmaelites for 20 shekels of silver. And they took Joseph to Egypt. And we're going to skip down to verse 36. Now the Midianites had sold him to Egypt, sold him in Egypt to Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh and captain of the guard. Just for a little bit, the Lord laid upon my heart, your pit is transitioned to the palace. Just for a little bit, your pit is transitioned to the palace. As I begin to study this chapter, of course, we know the story very well about Joseph and how Jacob, Israel, also known as Israel, favored Joseph as his son, his last son that was born in his old age. And because his father favored him, loved him, as the Bible says, more than all his children in verse 3 of the same chapter, his brothers hated him. And Jacob had many wives, and many sons. And out of all his sons, this is the one whom he loved, and he showed his favor. And when he showed his love and his favor towards Joseph, that made his brothers hate him all the more. And so as his father sent him out one day to see what his brothers were doing with the flocks, and he said to bring back word to me in verse 14. He said, "Please go see if it is well with your brothers and well with the flocks, and bring back word to me." So he went to find his brothers. Well, his brothers weren't in the place that they were supposed to be or usually are. So he didn't know where they were. And he encountered a stranger while he was wandering in the field, and asked if he knew where his brothers were. Now, his brothers had to be well known throughout the land in order for him to be able to ask, as the Bible says, a certain man while he was wandering, and that man be able to tell him where his brothers were. So Joseph went where his brothers were and heard them, overheard their plot to kill him. Sometimes God will allow us to overhear Jesus, thank you, Holy Spirit, the plan and the plot of the enemy, even the enemy in our own space, in our own life, up close and personal, that we live with, we eat with, we sleep with, we walk with. He will allow us to overhear the plan of the enemy against us. And it's not just to hear the plan, but to prepare us to know that something, it's a warning, thank you, Holy Spirit, to let us know that something is on the way, that there is something in place and there are someone against you that don't want the dream, the plans that God have and even that you have with God for your life to come to pass. They can't stand the favor. They can't stand the love. They can't stand the extraordinary blessing. And it doesn't look like to you, your life is so blessed and so extraordinary. But they see what you don't see. They see the favor that you live with every day. And maybe you take it for granted. Maybe you don't quite understand it. Maybe you've been walking in it and living in it so long that it's your normal when it's not their normal. And they want it for themselves. God will allow, thank you, Holy Ghost, for you to overhear the plan of the enemy. According to verse 18, now when they saw him afar off, even before he came near them, they conspired against him to kill him. Verse 19 says, then they said to one another, look, this dreamer is coming. Now he's heard it, but he still has to go forth and do what his father told him to do. He still has to go amongst his brothers who hate him to bring back the report that the father has requested of him to bring. So he's walking into he's walking into open-eyed and open-eared the plan that his very haters and enemies have for him. Verse 20, come therefore, let us now kill him and cast him into some pit, and we shall say, some wild beast has devoured him. We shall see what will become of his dream. It's really not you, says the Lord, that they want to kill. It's your dreams. You dream so big. You dream so much. You do so much. You even have so much. It doesn't look like it. You're like, where do I have so much? I need so much more to do what the Father has called me and instructed me to do. Can you show me what you see? On the outside looking in to your life, people of God, somebody sees the favor and the love that the Father has for you, the set apartness, if you will, that he has given to you from other people. Someone on the outside looking in envies and is jealous of the love that God can, and the grace and the mercy, thank you, Holy Ghost, that the Lord continuously extends his hand in your life, the forgiveness that he gives to you time and time again. It's not you that they want to kill. It's your dreams. But because you're attached to your dreams, they have to try and kill you. But thank God for Judah and Reuben in your life. Thank God for those that will say, let's not actually kill them. There's somebody vying for you in the spirit. There's somebody praying for you in the spirit. There's somebody that's on your side that looks like they're walking with your haters, that looks like they're a part of the group that conspires against you. But actually, God has strategically placed them in the enemy's camp to make sure that you nor your dreams die. Verse 21 says, but Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands and said, let us not kill him. And Reuben said to them, shed no blood, but cast him into this pit which is in the wilderness, and do not lay a hand upon him. Reuben and Judah had enough sense to know that he is favored, he is loved, and he is anointed by God. And if we are found out to be touching the anointed, the favored, the loved, then there will be dire consequences to us. So let us not do that. Let's go a different route. Let's make him disappear. Ever felt invisible? Ever felt like you were there, but nobody sees you? Nobody knows that you're even existing, that you're living, that you're a part of this life? Haters and the enemy want to make you disappear so that maybe, possibly, you will give up on your dream. Maybe, possibly, you will forget because of all the trouble and the place and the position that they think they've placed you in. By putting you in the pit, you would stop dreaming and that your dreams would not come true. Jump down to verse 23. So it came to pass when Joseph had come to his brothers that they stripped Joseph of his tunic and the tunic of many colors that was on him. Then they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water in it. When I had read that like three times, and then it jumped out that the pit was actually a dry well. That pit was a dry place, a place where that once held an abundance of water, that once fed and quenched the thirst of many, a place that others could draw out of. The enemy wants to put you in a dry place, maybe possibly to starve your dreams to death, maybe possibly to discourage you from going forth and doing what the Father had instructed you. Remember, the Father's instruction to Joseph still has not changed. He still is on a mission to bring back the report of his brothers to his father. But in the midst of doing what he was instructed, I pray you hear this by the Holy Ghost, his path was disrupted. The plan was interfered with. Ever had your plans that God had instructed you to do be interfered with because something in life or someone in life came up against you? Ever had the things that you hoped and wished and knew that God promised you be interrupted by a dry place, interrupted by a pitfall, interrupted by interference, if you will. As in a football game, someone runs interference, so they get the ball instead of the one who it was thrown to. So instead of you getting the blessing, you're looking at your sister or your brother walking in the blessing, your neighbor, your best friend, even your enemy walking out the very blessing that you asked God for because that path was interrupted, interfered with. But guess what? It's a well. The pit is a well. So if it was a well once, it can be a well again. Just because it's dry now doesn't mean God won't wet it with his word. Just because it's dry now or you're in a dry place doesn't mean that that's the end of the road. Just because you're looking up and all you can see is the sky, and when you look to the left and look to the right, all you see is dirt. All you see is no way out. And the only place you can go is up. You are properly positioned for your transition. Because now you are in the pit. And the only place you can look to is to the hills from which cometh your help. Your help comes from the Lord. Let me move on. And they sat down to eat a meal. Then they lifted their eyes and looked, and there was a company of Ishmaelites coming from Gilead with their camels bearing spices, balm, and myrrh on their way to carry them down to Egypt. Verse 26, so Judah said to his brothers, what profit is there if we kill our brother and conceal his blood? Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites. And let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh. And his brothers, listen. God has somebody pleading your case. His name is Jesus. He has somebody that will say, you can't kill them. You can't harm them. You can only try, but you won't succeed. You can try, but you won't succeed. God has somebody in the midst of your haters that will say, don't hurt them, don't harm them. Let's move them. And we know that sometimes change is hard. Sometimes change is difficult. Sometimes that transition, when we don't want it at an unexpected time, can discourage us. But I come tonight to say to you, don't be discouraged. Your pit is just your transition to the palace. Your pit is your transition to the palace. And so they devised a plan to sell Joseph to the travelers on their way to Egypt to get him away from the Father. Anything in your life trying to get you away from the Father, anybody in your life trying to get you away from the Father and what he has instructed you to do, any distractions going on in your life right now, anything that is trying to throw you off the path of following the instructions that God has given you and plan that he has for your life tonight, identify. You may be in a pit, but guess what? God's running interference to take you from the pit to the palace. My God, tonight. Then Midianite traders passed by, so the brothers pulled Joseph up and lifted him out of the pit and sold him to the Ishmaelites for 20 shekels of silver. And they took Joseph to Egypt. Now that Joseph has been sold to travelers, that are going far away from Canaan, where they were, from Dothan, where they were. And the brothers are trying to put space and time between Joseph, them, and the father. All they did was help the plan of God to put Joseph in a position to be trained, to be taught, so that later on, the dream, Jesus, thank you, can come to pass. That pit place that you may be in right now is just a position, the transition you to the palace. He went from the pit to being sold, to being trained, to being taught, to being positioned in the king's palace, in Pharaoh's place, so that later the dream would come to pass. This path that you take right now, thank you, Jesus, is taking you to the palace. It's hard, it's rough, it's dry, it's your enemies against you. It makes you pray more. It makes you read more. It makes you worship more. But that's what God is calling for from you right now. He's calling for your praise, no matter where you are, whether you're in the pit or whether you're on your way to Egypt, or whether you're in Egypt being trained for your position at the palace, or whether you're in the palace being prepared for the dream to come to pass. Whatever place you're in right now, know that it has all worked together for your good and for God's glory. It has all been to get you to the place so that the dream that you have been dreaming, that God has given you, would come to pass. Yes, it could have been simpler. Yes, it could have been easier. Yes, it could have been more graceful and more anointed. But guess what? You won't appreciate when the dream comes true if it's that much easier. You won't appreciate the blessing if you don't have to struggle. You won't appreciate when you can eat steak and potatoes if you never have to experience pinto beans and cornbread or ramen noodles with hot sauce. You won't appreciate the good place, the God place, the place of dreams coming true and God keeping his promise if you don't ever go through. And I'm wrapping it up. People of God, know, I pray this word has encouraged you, has blessed you to know. And if you came in late, the replay will be up 10 minutes after we end. That the pit experience that you've had and are having is transition to the palace. Your pit is transition to the palace. Thank God for each and every one of you. I pray that something was said, something was heard that will bless you. I'm going to open the line for, I think that's Elder Britton on. I'm going to give you 3 minutes, woman of God, from what you heard, if you were blessed to share. If you're able to speak, Elder Britton, you can do so at this time.
God bless you, woman of God. It's an honor and a pleasure to be on the line on tonight. I caught the somewhat to the end part, but the part that I did caught that got my attention was the pit to the palace, the transition from the pit. To the palace, and I thank her for that, because just that alone encouraged me, because it lets me know that even though when you're in your valley experience, and I've learned now that even when you're in that experience, is not for us to waddle in it and to fall prey to the enemy to for that pity party spirit to come on, or to make you feel like you're less than anything, or anytime anybody try to make you feel less, or not just somebody, but anytime the enemy comes to make you feel that you're less of anything, is just letting you know that sometimes we blame things on the enemy, but it's God transitioning us, allowing us to go through these things. It could be for one or two reasons. One, it could be to make us stronger, to push deeper into him, to seek him more, to trust him more. And two, it could be because he allowed the enemy to touch us, to see that, you know, it don't matter what you do to that, to my daughter, she's still going to stand and trust me in spite of it. It's just like a Job experience. So I thank you for that, because that alone, from the pit to the palace, is just a message all by itself. So I thank you for that, for the word, the piece that I did call, and I will go back and listen to the replay. I thank you for that encouraging word on tonight. God bless you.
Amen, amen. God bless you as well. Thank you so much for joining us on tonight. I have one other Brother Aaron Banks on the line. I'm going to unmute you, man of God. And it's up to you if you like to share, if the Lord bless you with that word on tonight. You are free to unmute and share, man of God.
Oh, bless you, bless you, bless you, prophetess. I'm smiling from cheek to cheek, ear to ear. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Because as you already know, you know, I'm having that pit experience. Glory be to God. But I thank God for it, because I'm definitely on my way up and out this thing. Soon
yes.
It shall be. Like today. I called for a job. I called one person, and I called the wrong person, so I thought I called someone else. A number I had over the summertime, and ended up getting an interview this Friday, and training, and I'll be getting paid all at the same time. Glory be to God.
My God.
You know my situation. I ain't put all out there on the line, but you know. You know what's going on, prophetess. So I give God all the glory, you know, for the story. He gets glory out the story. And just like Brother Joseph, you know, all those things, you know, that they happen for a reason. You know, God, but what Satan used for bad, God used it for the good. You know, the brothers try to sell him into slavery, and that just turned into a promotion and ended up being a promotion for him. So that's all I got to say. I give God all the glory and thanks and honor and praise. And I honor you, prophetess, and I honor the elder who just spoke. And I honor whoever else is on the line. I honor you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. God bless you, man of God. Thank you so much for being on. I thank God for each and every one of you. Minister Anderson, yes, I'm going to unmute you. Yes, I'm calling on you. I wasn't, but the Holy Spirit said to, so I'm going to be obedient. So unmute, Minister Anderson.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Bless tonight. Bless word. Just awesome delivery. What stuck out to me was when you read the scripture and you said, and he was stripped of his coat, his clothing. And remember that was the one thing that kind of resonated with who he was. You know,
right.
You know that
right.
coat represented his favor. You know,
a whole another other thing.
I know, and I was like, wow. Like, in that house, you know, the enemy comes in first to kind of diminish who we are in Christ, you know, kind of it's like he attacks our mind, you know, by attacking our things, the things that we feel give us the value, you know. But really, he's bringing us down to bring us up, you know what I'm saying? Because when Joseph went into the pit, you know, he had to, what is it? He had to kind of re-identify, you know, and become strengthened and affirmed. So he kind of didn't really even know who he was when he went down, You know what I'm saying? He didn't really become he didn't really come into who he was until he was in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And then was brought out of prison and put in his rightful place. So it's like, you know, there's a stripping away from, you know, through the process of God making us and God having us to become spiritually and to be positioned where he can now give us the promise and we not squander it away.
Wow.
So it was just... I mean, that's really what resonated. I was like, wow. Like, he tries to come after us to say, you know, you ain't a child of God no more. He don't love you no more. Look at what's happened to you. You don't even know who you are. Oh, you know what? He done forgot all about you. Look at how you living. You know, that ain't how you supposed to be living. You don't even need to serve him. You know, and so those are the things, I mean, you had to be thinking about, oh, my gosh, like, not only was he, like, fully removed, but he didn't even have anything to look back on to say, you know, okay, this is going to remind me, you know, that I'm still my father's child, that I'm still favored by him. So, anywho, awesome.
Amen.
I mean, that transition, awesome. So thank you, woman of God.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen.
God bless everybody. I thank everybody for being on tonight. I told you I wasn't going to be long. I'm not a long-winded preaching teacher, so I like to get to the point as the Lord leads me and uses me. Join us tomorrow night if you can. Women of Wisdom and Power Women's Ministry, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I give praise and honor to God, our Chief Apostle Daniel Carter, in his absence, as well as our Assistant Pastor, Prophetess LaToya. God bless you, men and women of God. We love you. Go in peace.
You're going to ride down the street in the summer. You're going to open the sunroof and roll your windows down so you can raise up this song. I want you to go home singing this tonight. Listen. Say the devil is.